Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to week number 7 in my series, Leaving a Legacy, All About Men. My initial intention for running this series was to inspire and encourage men to begin to connect to their inner self. My guests today have been so insightful and both refreshing and on the path to becoming more comfortable with themselves and beginning to connect to Source. Today, my special guest, Rick Clemons, is to me, in all essence of the word, not just connected to Source and his energy, but as well, Rick is a real, true trailblazer. After 20 years in the marketing profession and 38 years in living a straight lifestyle as a husband and dad, Rick literally came out as a gay man and truly connected to his inner guides and his desires. I will leave this backstory for Rick to share with you firsthand, as I just love how he tells the story. Today, Rick is a coach, a coming-out coach, helping both men and women transition into gay life. He specializes in a gender-neutral coming-out process that addresses and resolves the issues an individual faces as they step through, as he says, the closet doors and into their sexuality. He is on a mission to truly help people by embracing this transition. When I was speaking and connecting with Rick sometime last week, I learned that he as well is working on something fascinating, which I really was so grateful for, called Core Energy. I myself allowed Rick to coach me literally on the phone after him asking me some targeted questions and pointing out some personal issues that I've been dealing with. I was so impressed, I must say, firsthand, that these thoughts stayed in my mind for a good 48 hours after our telephone conversation. By the third day after the call, I literally found and caught myself saying things that didn't seem to work in my favor anymore, so I knew that Rick really did help me with that transition. He really has so much of value to share. He is so graciously also offering a free 30-minute initial consultation or session to any of and all of my listeners today. So everyone, please do stay on the line and join us for this 30-minute show with Rick. And you will see by the end, I'm sure, if I've done that, just run to the telephone, or either he will give his contact information, do get in touch with him. So without any further ado, Rick, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Linda. So glad to be here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. You know, your backstory is really such a rich one that it would have taken me forever. So in as short a time as you can, because I know there's so much great stuff beyond that, could you just share at will with the listeners your backstory?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I will keep it short, because the real deal is, I was, as you said, living for 38 years behind the closet door, not only from the world, but from myself, and really stepping into being who I was. And that truth was acknowledging that I needed to love myself in a way so that I could share that bigger self with other people and come out of the closet and really be who I was as a gay man.
Right.
And having been married and 2 kids, and there's more to the backstory, but some beliefs, true limiting beliefs that did not serve me, I did not think I was entitled to being in my own happiness in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very powerful way, I was presented with something that I never thought I would see in my life, which was having a relationship with a man that opened up a lot of things for me. And I saw beyond the sexual limitations of being in relationship with men to a real heartfelt, heart-centered relationship with a guy. And that changed everything for me one night in London, of all places. And,
wow.
And needless to say, that's what was the kickoff, 12 hours of flying home to the U.S. and getting off the plane as it touched down in L.A. to say, it's time to go live my truth. And from that moment forward, I began to feel the shift and the energetic shift, and I realized not only was I coming out, but I was coming in and stepping into my true power of being me.
That is really an amazing story. I mean, that you're really, not only that you, you know, as this alternate lifestyle was in front of you, that you received it, and then you had on your own whatever skills that you needed to have. So I would probably say life purpose, definitely your mission and your life purpose, as you were able to make this energetic shift without any guidance or assistance, I mean, as you followed along that path. How did that kind of unravel itself? How did you just, where did you start?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I had gone through some coming out processes early on in life, and then I had allowed myself not only to step back into the closet, but to somewhat be forced back in. And I realized that this new event in my life had transformed me, that it was time for me to grab a hold. And part of that grabbing a hold wasn't just about sexuality. It was about stepping into my power and saying, you know what, I'm supposed to be doing something completely different. And I had the very wonderful privilege of being given a couple of golden parachutes in my career, where I literally was handed checks and said, we love you, we care about you, but we've got to make some cutbacks. And I willingly stepped out of those positions, and they were high-level positions.
Right.
And in those moments was when I did the introspection to discover what it is I wanted to do, started my own marketing and branding company.
Right.
And before I knew it, in less than a year's time, half of my clients were professional coaches, whether they were executive coaches, life coaches, intuitive coaches. Each person was doing some form of coaching, and the universe was speaking to me, saying, you need to be doing this work. And
right,
that's
you realize
when the shift.
Yeah.
I did. I felt it from my heartfelt center to the tips of my toes to now my shiny little bald head. I felt it. And it was
quite a transition.
Yeah, well, it was a big transition.
Huge. I mean, you know, so absolutely huge. And I know that, you know, we've talked about the fact that you started out with this coming out coach, which is how you're known. A little bit of the backstory of that. Since you started out on the Coming Out Coach, now you have developed, we talked about this, a program connected to energetic shifting. So if you want to spend a little bit of time talking about what that is and how it, you know, we had spoken the other day, you explained how it affects coming out. But, I mean, I've asked so many people that I know because I really wanted them to listen in, and I know they are listening in. And for all the other listeners, to really understand about our core energy and what happens when transitions are on the horizon for us. How do we wake up and how do we get aware and know that, you know, this is where we're at?
Well, I love that those are the words you just used, Linda, because it is about an awakening and awareness.
True.
That comes through understanding our core energetics and doing the work that I do, which is a core energy coach. And It doesn't matter if I'm doing this with someone who's coming out of the closet or as you witnessed yourself firsthand when you and I had our impromptu session on the phone the other day.
Right.
It's really about delving into what is that core energy that each of us possesses? What is that space that we reside in when, as I love to say, when the stuff of life hits the fan? Where is the energy that we go to? And then how do we then move from that energy into another space of being fully in our true purposeful passion of how we like to live. And as a core energy coach, I listen and deeply listen and intuitively listen and grab hold of what clients are saying, because within those words, you can pick up on their energies. You can pick up on what it is that they are feeling in that moment. And what this process does, as you and I talked about, is our energy comes from our thought, which is the germinating seed of everything that happens for us in our human experience. It is our thought that then leads to a feeling or an emotion, which are kind of similar but slightly different.
Right.
And from that feeling or emotion is what launches the action or the behavior that we experience. Well, when you think that triad and you go back to, okay, it's the thought that germinates everything. It's the kickoff. It's the kick in the pants that determines where we're going to go.
Right.
That's the starting spot. And it's so critical to really be able to see that.
You know, it's amazing because really when we did this on the phone, I was so glad that we did because I was able to experience it firsthand. And – the initial, when you put me there, I was like, oh my God, it was uncomfortable for just a few seconds. And then I realized this is like do or die at this moment, because now what's coming up is real true for me. And I don't really like this.
Yep.
I really didn't.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, that is actually what happens. And I think I shared with you briefly the story of when I was being trained on this process and how to work within this modality of transformation.
Right.
You know, we came, first day out of training, we come out of the room and each of us as coaches, and I'm talking a room full of 300 coaches, walk out of the room to get our energetic assessment that we have completed.
Right.
And you could hear this vast sigh and suddenly this rumbling of, that's not who I am. That's not how I show up in life. And it was so interesting because that is our first reaction. When someone
right.
says, well, that sounds like you're coming from a very catabolic conflict energy, or you're coming from a very, you know, victim type mentality, the first thing we want to do is push back.
Right.
Say, but that's not me.
Right.
Well, it is who you are, because
mm-hmm.
this is how you show up in life. And that
right.
was really what you experienced when you and I were having that moment that day in that impromptu session. Was suddenly I was pulling forward some of these energies and saying, well, this sounds like this is what you're experiencing, and you felt it. And so
well,
what you were
I was actually trying to choose the right laundry detergent, and I have to tell
mm-hmm.
you, I stood in that aisle, and when I got home, I was like, I don't know what I bought. I just, in that exact milliliter of a second, I went yep. into such a zone where literally, for everyone that's listening, I just felt at from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, like, I don't want to be in this body. I wish I could be in somebody else's body because I don't like the stuff that's coming up. Number one, I didn't like the way it felt internally inside
yep.
my body, and I was put right on the podium. I was right on the spot because you
yep.
directed me there within so many seconds. You were waiting for a response, for an answer, which means
yep.
for everyone listening out there, we're answering a question about ourselves, and once we speak those words, right, energetically,
yep.
they're out there. So
yep.
there is no turning or running back, and please, whoever's listening, don't run away and never call Rick, because
right.
it really turned and transformed me that I went through a day or two where I was a little bit like, ugh, I don't even want to look at myself in the mirror or get out of bed, and we have some mutual friends in common, and I had spoken to one of these women, and she had said to me, Linda, Rick helped me through such an amazing, you know, such a time when I was going through a relationship issue. Stick with it, you know, don't run from
yeah.
it. And it did take me a few days, and now I feel amazing. So that old expression, that adage, the truth hurts, yes, but we don't always, I hear you there, we don't always see ourselves, but, it, you know, if we ask our loved ones, our close friends, people that we work with, they see us. Totally.
Well, and I love that you just said that the truth hurts, because I finish it off, and here's where the energetic shift would come in.
Okay.
The truth hurts until it doesn't.
Right.
That in and of
right.
itself is an energetic shift. That's something I would do with a client in a session. If they say, you know, this is really hurting, and then I would
right.
say, so what would it feel like when it doesn't?
Yeah.
It, then the moment they have that thought of, oh, I didn't think about what it will feel like when it doesn't, because we get so focused on, you know, it's hurting right now. It's hurting to contemplate coming out of the closet, or it's hurting to contemplate, you know, starting
fear.
A business or going
right.
on a radio show or whatever it may be.
Right.
But then when you take that energetic leap and go, okay, so what will it feel like when it doesn't?
Right.
And you suddenly go up in energy, like, really quickly. It's like, oh, yeah, I get to shift.
It is
and
so true. Right. And we are really all wired in, you know, and conditioned, right, socially conditioned in a certain way, that there is so much out there today about the law of attraction and about
mm-hmm.
how likes attract. We read a lot about it. For those of us that are in that mode and live that lifestyle professionally, some of us don't do it personally. The real authentic ones do firsthand. Learn a lot of this stuff in their own personal lives, because then once they're out there on a mission helping other people like you, then there's such dynamic, you know, change. You know what it's like. You've been through it. So
right. And I think the beauty is, you know, the moment that, you know, and I'll drill back, you know, roll back a little bit to my own personal experience, but now that I work with lots of different people, the experience is always the same. When you master the ability to, the thought that
right.
launches everything, then, you know, and I shared with you the other day that, you know, I can sit here and go, yes, I'm in a very angry state right now. But I admit to that. I know I'm in an angry state, so I'm going to allow myself to be in that angry state so that I can then say, okay, now I'm ready to move from that angry state. But it's the thought that allows you to move to or through that feeling or emotion that then enables you to go act on a behavior or put yourself into action. And as soon as we master this,
right,
life becomes a whole different ballgame.
Wow. There's something that I would like to share, and it's real quick, and then I have another question for you. You know, something happened today business-wise for me, and the old me would have really been victimized and gone into like a fearful kind of a place and went, oh, my God, and felt like someone else had such control over me. Because we had that small little session we had last week.
Yep.
This is a perfect example for you, all you listeners that are out there. I all of a sudden just stopped for a moment, sat myself in that thought for a few seconds and went, wow, I am really feeling dominated over, controlled by this particular person who has done this thing, pulled this shot. And then I forced myself to kind of sit in it for 5 minutes, and then I walked away, and I felt myself literally shift. And I said to myself, okay, now what am I feeling here? What is going on here? Sat with that for a little while longer. And the timeout means that I now have a completely different approach to how I'm going to handle this as I would have prior to last week, where I would have handled it totally differently instead of running or denying.
Moment,
right.
Yeah, and in that moment, how different was the feeling or the emotion for you?
In the exact moment that it happened or when I made the connection to, oh, my God,
when
I
you made
do
the
difference.
Connection.
I was so
really
empowered.
Yeah.
I was feeling very empowered.
And that's what this is all about. Because
it's
when
amazing.
You can empower yourself to be in the emotion, then it's a whole different ballgame. And when you realize that just the empowerment of being in that state and changing that thought to a new emotion, you've already begun the shift. You've already started it.
So then let me ask you a question. For people that are listening out there that may not totally be grasping this, we are all energetic beings. I think pretty much now in this Aquarian shift and in the age that we're in, people are getting this thing. My future son-in-law always says to my daughter, babe, it's an energy thing. And I listen to them because people are really conscious. Not everybody is understanding what it means, which is quite fascinating because I think that we're really on the frontier with that. It's always been all about energy. But it is vastly out there now everywhere, you know, media, whatever. When you talk about core energy and people, you know, kind of connect to that, can you give, like, just a little, what is core energy?
Core energy is really, there's 7 levels of energy that I work with people in as we, you know, go through this transformation process. So the 7 levels are really about victim, conflict, reconciliation, compassion, concern, peace, joy, and complete, absolute passion. Each one of those are things that we float through, and I'll go through them again because I know I just said them really fast, but victim, conflict, reconciliation, compassion and concern, peace, joy, and absolute passion. Now, absolute passion is that Gandhi state, that state of mind where there is no right or wrong. Victim, obviously, can be many different things. And I don't like people to get real hung up on these words because each one means something different to each of us.
Okay.
But when we realize that we can flow in and out of these states and we really understand. So, for instance, I'll use myself as a perfect example. When the stuff in life comes up for me,
right.
My dominant energy is victim mentality. Why
okay.
is this happening? Why can't I do this?
Right.
But now that I really understand that, I can have that quick thought of why is this happening? Oh, because this is going to show me the way to show up in a better light and really be of service to someone.
Okay.
Suddenly I just shifted in like a nanosecond in my thoughts.
That is amazing. I do have a listener in the queue who has a question. So I want to first of all thank Josh for the question.
Absolutely.
We're going to ask it on his behalf. Okay. So I'm just going to interject for 1 minute. The question was, Rick, did you feel like your life was not your own for the first 38 years of life?
Absolutely, Josh. I was living for someone else. And I can tell you that when the shift in energetics, before I ever even understood this energetics thing, but now that I can look at it, when I made that shift of saying, you know what, living for myself is going to make me so much better for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, it made all the difference and the transformation began.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because I literally saved myself, I threw myself that life ring in that vast ocean of my life, and I threw it out there and I grabbed hold of it. I became a better father.
Mm-hmm.
I became a better partner to my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
I became a better man for the man that I now have and share a life with.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a better human for society because I am now living so passionately on purpose.
Okay.
In my life.
I like that. Passionately on purpose. I am hoping we're going to give Josh your contact information.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, he would love to get in touch with you. So I thank you for that. And I love that passion with purpose because that really is so true. All right. As fascinated as I am with your core energy program that you developed, if you could give a tip to listeners that are out there on how to just embark and start on this today, as soon as they...
I think the best first starting place is, number one, realize your thought drives everything.
Okay, I like
that.
Your thought drives everything. Mm-hmm.
Drives everything. And
okay.
If you just
great.
Take a moment, and whether you're a meditator or whether you like to just sit and think, I just encourage you to go, okay, let's think about that. What
mm-hmm.
does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, even in thinking about that, you're going to go, okay, that thought is trying to drive me to a place of action decision. But when we realize that's the genesis of everything,
right.
It begins to change our whole outlook on life. My second tip would be this. Be open to allowing any kind of energy to show up.
The good, the bad, the ugly, right.
Yes, because every time we allow the energy in, it releases. And you and I talked about this.
Yes.
The thing around the whole core energy coaching that I was trained on
mm-hmm.
and brought into is energy has to go somewhere. So the minute you shift your energy from feeling like a victim, where does it go? It's got to go somewhere. Well, you can go from victim to feeling courageous and confident, or you can go from victim to feeling totally at peace. It's got to go somewhere. Energy goes everywhere. So allow the energy to come in.
That's amazing. That is so great. You know, people don't realize that energy, really, we hold it in our cells, in our body, right? Like I went through a transformation myself this winter, and for a month I was physically not well, and I couldn't understand why I wasn't getting better fast enough. The minute I surrendered and let go and just allowed that energy from the past double-digit years to leave my body when it was time for it to go, it left me.
Yep.
So there's
and that,
so
I think
much
that's
of,
one of those things to really understand, and that's part of what I do in this core energy work is we're going to open up a block. Or we're going to open up an assumption or an interpretation, or we're going to get a gremlin little voice that's talking to you. We're going to get it open up because the minute those things get opened up, then it allows you to release that energy. As soon
when you
as
open
I,
them up,
I
they can't go right. They can't go running back in, right? Once they're out,
no,
they're
they
out. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll use my own experience as a really good example of this. The minute that I realized that I could release the energy around, if I come out of the closet, I'm going to lose my kids and realize if I come out of the closet, I'm going to be a much better father because I'm going to be showing those children of mine, those two beautiful daughters, what it really means to live your truth, and they will grow up better.
You have daughters, even better to be able to allow my listeners to know that you are actively involved. And I think I'm, if correct me if I'm wrong, if I haven't heard, you in proximity, you don't live that far away from them that you are actively participating in their lives. Now, this is the dynamic of a daughter-father, father-daughter relationship.
I see my kids every day.
Wow.
I parent my children every day, whether it's our week to have them or my ex-wife's week. I'm carpool guy. I work from home. So I have the beautiful blessing of being an active parent with my kids every day.
I love that. I really wanted my listeners to hear that. So mission accomplished. Okay. How, if you know, if you could be a fly on the wall and if you could hear people or talking about you once you have departed or even while you're still around, I'm referring to the legacy that you leave behind. How or what would you like to hear people saying about you?
He knew how to live his truth.
He knew how to live his truth. That is amazing. If you could go back and do anything differently, or if you could do it all differently, would you? Or what would you
no.
do different?
I wouldn't do anything different because the growth and the transformation and the journey was part of the human experience that I'm supposed to experience. And one of my favorite sayings is, you can't experience anything until you experience it. So why go change it? You have
right.
to have the experience to experience life.
You know, I do a lot of this on my shows. I refer back very often because my producer often calls me the connect the dots lady, as I've been connecting the dots in my own life to Steve Jobs' Stanford address, when that was exactly what he said when he was asked, would he go back and do anything differently, even with Pixar, you know, when he totally lost it all. And he couldn't understand why was this devastation happening. And in that Stanford address, he said, you really, you know, can only connect your dots of your life looking backwards. So we have choices. I think that's something that's really important for all of us to know, myself included. Even on the days when things, I think, are really not working in my favor or the favor of my loved ones, you know, that's a judgment call as well. I think to myself, you know, there always is a reason and a purpose why these things are happening, leading us to whatever, to better, to something else, you know,
yep.
that, yeah, you mentioned before that victim mentality, which is really like such a huge thing. If there was one essential message that you could leave with my listeners that they could kind of sit with, a takeaway.
I would say never be afraid to go find your powerful purpose and live it.
I love that. I love that because what we had last week was all about that for me. It was about stepping into my power and something bigger that I felt my whole life. You know, I think a lot of people, so for all you listeners out there, the things that we say, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, you're the pro, are in our conscious. That verbally comes out. The subconscious is one thing. The unconscious, where all those beliefs, like you say the words thoughts and beliefs are very synonymous, where all those beliefs, it's not always what we say. It's what we're feeling at our core.
Yep.
And it doesn't always get verbalized. That's really when I'm really connected and really in tune, I know that the universe is sending me all that stuff surrounding the quietness inside me. It's not,
yes.
I want this. They're going to send
yes.
me that other thing that's really in a cellular level is real deep and has probably been there, God knows, for
it's, oh yeah,
years.
It's been sitting there. Yeah.
Yes.
Everything we experience and everything that's brought to us is part of our, what I call the white, yellow, red flags of the race of life of saying you need to pay attention to this because this is part of what's going to get you onto your powerful purpose in your human experience.
And this has been my journey because I've gone through so many, you know, different businesses and professions and lived in different cities that brought me really to the impetus of this Life Design Series program and my upcoming Trailblazers is that we go through all these transitions and very often there is a bigger and a larger picture. Well, there always is. We're,
yes.
you know, we're never really kind of seeing that until we open ourselves up. I think it's a beautiful time right now being in this global shift that we're in right now,
yeah.
the shift of consciousness and the Aquarian age. I'm sure you're seeing a lot of change
yep.
also. Yeah, with your people that you're coaching, there is
yep.
1 minute left. One
okay.
minute left. I would like you to please let my listeners know how they can contact you, where they can reach you, your website, find
yep.
out and learn
Absolutely.
More about you. Okay.
I'm going to make it really easy.
Great.
TheComingOutCoach.com.
Okay.
So just TheComingOutCoach.com. That's going to go to my website or RickClemons.com,
mm-hmm.
and that's Clemons with one M and O-N-S. Either way, you're going to get to me.
Okay.
And I would, as you said, I'm sharing anyone who's been listening or downloads this.
Right.
go to the website. You're going to get a free 30-minute consultation with me. I give that gift away.
Right.
And it's not just a consultation. It is we go through a mini coaching session.
Well, you threw me right into it. And had I have known, I don't know. You see, it sometimes it's better. They say jump right into the water.
Yeah.
You didn't warn me. I had no idea what was coming up the pipe. And, you know, I actually was with a friend earlier today who had said to me, Linda, if Rick said he's offering you a session, you better go out there and you better do it, you know? If you don't now, go for it. So I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
Our time
you,
is
Linda.
Just about up. It was really a great time. I wish we had longer, but in my Trailblazer series, I hope you will join me again.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
For all you listeners that are out there, please do get in touch with Rick. You will not regret it. And I will see you all next week for week 8 when I have Jonathan Astley, a relationship coach, talking about men and commitment. So everyone have a great week, and until next Wednesday, take care.